Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson. I'm joined in studio today by my favorite national treasure.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Terry Zarsky, the business librarian for the Pikes Peak Library District. In this program, every second Friday of the month, it's all about marketing and resources. Coming up after Terry, we're going to talk about the business fair that comes up on Monday. We're going to be talking about how to leverage radio, television, and digital to your business growth advantage. And we're going to hear from Joanne Rowley, who is the general sales manager on the radio side. We will hear from Linda Jones, who will be speaking to TV. She's one of our most seasoned account executives here. And, of course, our digital manager, Christina Clark. And you will love getting to know the three of them and learning about how, again, to leverage those platforms. Terry, welcome.
Thank you.
To see your smiling face.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You have a busy day coming up on Monday.
Yes, I do.
It's the Business Resource Fair, and this is number four?
Correct, number four.
And they pretty much just double in size every year.
Yep, so far they're doing that, and I'm hoping for the same thing this year.
This coming Monday from 9 to 2 at Library 21C up off of sort of Explorer.
And 1175 Chapel Hills Drive.
There we go. That is my favorite library in the system. I love Penrose, which is where you're based out of.
Right.
But it was fun. I remember when Library 21C was first opening, I got to get a kind of behind-the-scenes tour. They turned me loose with my camera, and it was what a neat place.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things to use, and it's a great way for the small businesses to compete with the larger businesses because we have so many services there that you can use to do your marketing, do your research, finding new potential customers, all different kinds of things.
Great atmosphere for incubating startups. Mm-hmm. If you're technology, if you're a maker of some kind, there are 3D printers there. Mm-hmm. There is audio recording studios. There's green screen for video. There are full production suites and all the software you need. And most of it is at zero charge. And the library staff assists you. So you can do all kinds of your own marketing pieces, and as you say, Terry, research and right. All those kind of things. So let's talk a little bit more about the business fair. This is getting to be a really big deal. You've got some big names involved backing this up who are huge supporters of the small business community here in town.
That's correct. And they've been with me all 4 years, which is really helpful. Groups like the Small Business Development Center, SCORE, Procurement Technical Assistance Center, and we've got banks that are going to be there and just a whole bunch of sources. If you're looking at contracting, we do have a program on contracting that's going to be government marketing. It's a treasure hunt with Procurement and Technical Assistance Center. And then we also have the Colorado State Purchasing Office coming down. And she's going to do a program on doing business with the state. So there's just a bunch of different things that make it easy for you.
And KRDO is very, very proud to be there. Thank you for offering some
Absolutely.
Space for us to talk about marketing strategies, how you do that. And again, a companion to this program today, it's a wonderful fit, is how you leverage the various platforms that are out there. How do you even begin to understand it? Because it can be a big and complex world. Among others, the Business Journal, as you said, Better Business Bureau, Women's Chamber, there's several chambers going to be there. The City Clerk, Colorado Springs Economic Development Office, even the Fire Department, the Economic Development Office from El Paso County, Transamerica, the big insurance group, and Pikes Peak Workforce Center. They're all about employment. So if you're taking that next step in your business.
Exactly.
These are the people that you want to see. Small Business Administration, Senior Resource Council, the Census Bureau, ANB Bank, Colorado Enterprise Fund, the Labor and Department of Labor and Employment. Even Peak Startup is going to be there. So whatever you need, whatever stage business you're in, if it is a dream, if it's a concept on a bar napkin, or if you are in a mature, seasoned business and in growth and expansion mode, it's all there for you.
That's correct. We're trying to make it a one-stop shop for a lot of people.
And it's free?
It is free.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be posting to social media the schedule for when the programs will happen. So you can plan, if you need to be there for just for part of the day, you can plan what part of it you want to be there.
Well, let's run down the schedule real quick.
Okay, so we have starting with Business 101 at 10 a.m. Also, Government Marketing is the treasure hunt. At 11, we have Colorado Springs Open for Business and also Cybersecurity Simplified. And then at 1, we have Understanding Small Business Financing and How to Do Business with the State of Colorado. So lots of different possibilities for you. Figure out what you need first.
Yeah, if you want to go into government contracting, this is the place to be.
Yes, it is.
So you call it's PTAC or Procurement Technical Assistance.
Correct.
And they will teach you and walk you through the process of becoming a government contractor, which is not as easy as you think. And you would think this is a really rich territory because we're surrounded by 5 bases.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you have to go through the process. You've got to be vetted. You've got to meet lots of standards and criteria, everything from information security to mm-hmm. financial stability. All of those things you've got to be able to demonstrate in order to be able to do business with the government.
That's correct. And a lot of people think government is just our contracts. Contracts are just the government and military, but there's also regional offices that do it, school districts that do it, and then state ones as well. So there's a lot of different ways to get into different types of government contracting.
All the way from local governments, municipalities,
right,
school district taxing entities, and all the way up to DOD.
Correct.
It's wonderful stuff. So you have something from soup to nuts, A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
It is the annual Business Resources Fair, a project of Terry Zarsky in the Pikes Peak Library District. Number 4 this year, bigger and better than ever. Our privilege to be there along with you, Terry. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity
Absolutely.
To provide our support as well. And we're excited for you.
Thank you.
All righty. So we'll see you Monday, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to The Extra Business Edition. We'll be right back. And welcome back to The Extra Business Edition. This is the second Friday of the month. And every second Friday of the month, we're going to spend time together with our favorite folks here from the KRDO family, whose areas of expertise includes digital and radio and television advertising. And our idea there is to talk marketing, advertising, how to grow your business, how to get yourself in front of those people that will help your business profit and thrive. And joining me in studio now is somebody I've known for a very long time, Joanne Rowley, who is the general sales manager on the radio side here. I have had the pleasure and privilege of working for Joanne, and I've known her. We've known each other for 16 some odd years.
Yeah, 16 years.
Some people might say so sad for you.
No, not at all.
I love, if you don't mind, I want to tell the story because my working for you is kind of, you know, it was interesting when we first met. It was my job to shepherd you through your first day of selling radio at the other place where we were. And I remember your eyes being as big as dinner plates. And then I remember, like, the very next day you started putting all of us to friendly shame. I mean, you were really kicking booty. You were helping businesses and making them grow. You got it right away.
I found my niche.
You certainly did. And it was so fun to get together with you a few years later and ask, may I come to work for you? And my favorite answer.
Well, it was my favorite question, actually. So, And look at you now, Ted.
I am so excited.
Yes.
It's just fun times here at the station. We're growing. Our businesses are growing.
Yes.
We have a stellar team. And what we want to talk about in this segment, Joanne, is how to leverage radio as a platform for mm-hmm. businesses to grow and thrive.
I feel like this is the best time for local radio, and we are local. We're deeply rooted in the community. We just launched live afternoon news with Ted Robertson as the host.
I am very excited about that.
So we're all about local business. We have a passion for local businesses, and so that they can not only survive but thrive in a very competitive market. So our heart is really to do everything we can for the local business owner. And growing up, my parents had a family business. So that started back then, and it's near and dear to my heart. And I feel like we serve a lot of people every day.
We love what we do. Your work ethic comes from that background.
Yes, absolutely.
So you know how hard a business owner works.
Mm-hmm.
And you have trained us all to do as a mm-hmm. team is to be very consultative, is to teach what radio is.
Yes.
And it's always about the why. And the why is always because we want your business to grow.
Yes.
So let's give a couple of examples of how a business can use radio to begin to grow.
Well, and radio is such, it's a great investment. We've been able to track return on investment for our business owners. On a news talk station in particular, we are literally the best format for your message to be heard by a very loyal and captive audience, because they will do business with everyone that we have on our station, and it's been proven and for years and years now. And we appreciate all of you who are listening. We appreciate all of you doing business with our customers, with our local advertisers, with our family-owned businesses. We appreciate all of you, and we thank you so much. But yes, please consider radio in your media mix. It's very cost-effective. You're reaching, in our case, 3 radio stations, plus we stream live from KRDO.com, and we have a mobile app. So you're reaching many, many, many people who are your most profitable customers who are in need of your products and services.
That's the key. And one of the takeaways might be that talk radio is one of those places where people are looking for information.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want to tune out because something's coming up next. So they could be listening to a news program. Mm-hmm. Some of our hosts, Dave Ramsey, for example, a great place to advertise because it brings a special group of people who are very careful
Absolutely.
With their money, and they will actually invest in your product and service if it does them some good, according to Dave Ramsey principles, if
Yes.
you have the Dave Ramsey ethic in your business. Those are how we match your business with the audience that we would call them intenders, people that will be looking for your services. And that takes a little time, a lot of seasoning. Our crew is probably 20 to 30 years on average in this business.
Yes, we've got a very seasoned team.
We really do.
Yeah,
on
we're very fortunate.
On the ball and mm-hmm. in your corner is the place we
yes.
always like to be. And so when we talk to you about radio advertising, we're talking to you about strategic placement.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just doing the type of shotgun approach where
no.
there may be overspray. We're wanting to put you in front of that right audience. So that's when we sit and we do what, Joanne? We do our favorite thing.
We do, it's called customer needs analysis, but we sit down with the business owner, and we literally take the time to understand what are your goals? How can we help you? What are things that are causing you stress or keeping you up at night? What can we do to best serve you? This is not a cookie cutter process. We're not out selling packages. We really take the time to understand and come up with the right strategy.
So the lesson again, and the takeaway there is if you're going to add radio to your media mix, do it by talking with people who have mm-hmm. a long time in the business.
Yes.
Do it in the talk radio format, because that's where people are listening for the information that you have to offer, and work with a person who's going to put you in the right place on the station with so much variety to choose from, a programming in our case, for example, with Tom Martino. And that's where we love to put our home improvement mm-hmm. type advertisers. In Dave Ramsey, we may be putting people who are doing things with your money, with bankers, with yeah. Credit unions, things mm-hmm. like that. And sort of across the board, home service professionals, like our favorite guy, Alan Shipley, with Carpet Care Craftsman.
That's right.
So you can be a brand new business. You can be a very seasoned and mature business in growth and expansion mode. Radio is a great place to have your growth and expansion needs met. Joanne, you're wonderful. Thank you for being
Thank
here today.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Extra Business Edition, second Friday, all about marketing. Every second Friday of the month here on the Extra Business Edition, we're going to be all about marketing. We're going to be talking about how to leverage the platforms that we offer here and in other places in the market when it comes to radio and TV. And here's the big one, digital, because it's such a monster. And the only person in our world, in planet Earth or the galaxy, that can tame this beast is the beautiful and wonderful Christina Clark Quinones.
Hi.
And hello to Caesar, who's listening. Caesar, I pronounced her name right. We practiced this for about an hour. So, Christina, you are so wonderful. You've been on board with us for just about a year now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, about a year.
You have all of the certifications, pedigree, and background. This is in your DNA,
yep.
the business of digital.
Yep.
And it is one of the least understood mediums And yet it is pushed the hardest on poor business owners.
Oh, yeah.
You can absolutely be a neophyte advertiser and be totally overwhelmed and get sold a pile of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
You can be a seasoned business owner in growth and expansion mode, very mature, and still get sold a bill of goods. It doesn't mean any of you are stupid. It means that this stuff is abused because it isn't handled right.
Yeah, it's about 65% fraud rate in my industry, 35 to 65%, and you know that the problem with that is that there's a lot of small companies and even large companies out there just trying to make a dime on this new thing called digital.
There's almost zero barrier to entry. So mm-hmm. Christina, the truth is, you have taken the time, hours if not years, to build up the credentials you have.
I'm still getting more credentials.
You are. So, always in continuing it.
Always. Well, that's the thing with digital. And that, I think that's what makes it such a beast, is you have to be continuously educated. It changes every single day. I mean, how many times have you gone onto Facebook and it looks different?
I mean,
without warning. It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing when it comes to digital marketing. It changes on a daily basis. Algorithms change, targeting change. It changes with society. It just so many things that are going on in this world.
And there really only are a couple of big dogs on the block that drive that boat.
Yeah. No, there are. That's Google. That's Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook owns Instagram. Google owns YouTube. YouTube's one of the up and comings. I mean, it's not really up and coming. It's here. 6.3 million internet traffic comes straight through YouTube. So it's already here. And there's some really big ones like Snapchat, which is one that people keep looking at. And every day there's something new. So
okay, so I'm a business owner and somebody shows up on my doorstep and they're talking digital, 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 digital. And I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very few people are even able to explain it properly.
Yeah.
So all of us here at KRDO have taken a lot of time in education, becoming conversant and truly understanding this medium.
Yes.
Because without that ability, we can't do well by our clients, and we do well in this space.
Mm-hmm.
So let's unpack it a little bit.
Sure.
Let's talk about what digital really is at its core, and and let's talk about the why. Why should a business advertise using the digital mediums and platforms?
Okay. Well, the one thing most business owners and most people know about is Google. We know we have a ton of searches going on every day. They know about Facebook. Those are the two major powerhouses on the internet right now. But there's so much more than that. There, you know, besides pay-per-click or SEM, as some call it, or Google AdWords, and besides Facebook's boosting capabilities, there's display advertising, there's retargeting, there's native advertising, there's pre-roll video. There's so many different things out there, and it's really the right combination of strategies and tactics to make it work for your targeted demographic. So each business, you know, I can't go and say one size fits all, because it's not a one size fits all. There's many different ways that we can go about it. And the reason that this is important is because there's approximately 4 billion people that go on the internet at any given day. 4 billion people around the world interacting with over 1.5 billion websites. That traffic, your consumer, your patient, your patron, your buyer, they could be on any website, on anywhere. And we want to make sure that we target them, because they're the ones that are going to come to your business. So at every second, there's 74,000 Google searches made, 78,000 YouTube videos viewed, 2.7 million emails every second.
I get 2.4 of them.
I don't know. I think I could fight you on that one.
I bet you could, because some of those are for me.
But like I said, every single your consumer, because of all that, we can say your consumer is online. They are interacting with something somewhere online, and we want to make sure that we get in front of them. We want to get in front of the right person at the right time, in the right place, with the right message.
And that's why we talk about doing what is called a CNA.
Yes, a client needs a
CNA. We call it an analysis and assessment.
Mm-hmm.
But that is that deep dive into your business,
mm-hmm.
where you're, as long as you're willing to share some information that you may even think of as sensitive, it allows us to do that proper targeting. So a good example of targeting, for example, might be if you've shopped for shoes on Amazon and you go to Facebook and you see shoes pop up in your newsfeed, it's because of a tactic that is used to have those ads follow you around on the internet, and you can do that, and that's how we help you reach those clients of yours.
Yeah, everybody thinks that they're listening through your mobile device about what it is that you're wanting to buy and what you're talking about, and really what it is, it's kind of an analysis of all of your activity on the internet tells us and projects what you're going to buy, what your consumers are going to buy. And that allows us to target those individuals, the right age group, the right household income, the right interests and what they're interacting with online. Those are the people that we want to get in front of, because if you don't have a very targeted campaign with digital, you're wasting money. And so we want to make sure it's as targeted as it can be and getting in front of the right people so that they can buy and spend money with you.
We want business owners listening right now to be smart digital consumers.
Yes.
So give them a little bit of guidance on what a good experience really looks like.
Sure. Well, most business owners know that they need a website and they need a Facebook page. That's usually about the basis of what most, you know, small businesses in the area have, and pretty much any small business. They know that they need a website, they know they need a Facebook page, and that's because that's kind of the new phone book, right? We all know that's kind of the new phone book, and that's how you get found. But just because you have it doesn't mean it's working for you. So one of the things that I would suggest doing right away is first claim your Google My Business account. A lot of businesses don't know that if they have a website and they have a Facebook page, they also need to claim their Google My Business account, because when they're searching for you online and you don't have that, that's like not getting your phone number in the old phone book. So you really need to do that. And you can just do that by going to google.com/business and claim your business account. And the great thing about that tool, too, is you can manage your reviews from there. And you can also print out materials to help you get more reviews. So ask for the review. When you're dealing with your customers, when you're dealing with your patients, your patrons, whatever they may be, you want to ask for those reviews. Don't be afraid to do that. It can be on Google, it can be on Facebook, it can be on Yelp. But that's a very foundational element that everybody needs to have today, because the consumer out there is informed and they want to see what everybody else is saying about you. The next thing is claim your Google Analytics. So you may have a website and you may have purchased that website through a third party, and that's fine. But there's a great free tool from Google that you can actually analyze the traffic coming to your website. You can see where they're coming from, what pages they're interacting with, all of that. It's a free tool. There's a little HTML code that you can give to your webmaster to put on there. Give somebody like me a call. I do it for free. It can help you get that pixel on your website if I can get into it. So, you know, really do that so that you can really leverage what's working on your website. If it's not working, then we can take it off. But leverage what's working, because if that's leading people to buy, that's what you want to utilize.
All right, Christina, I got to blow the 15-second whistle here, which I hate. These things go so fast. But every second Friday, you and I are going to be together. We're going to talk a little bit about more digital each time. But something new and fun coming up. There will be a KRDO Network 360 podcast. It's in the works.
Yep.
It'll be all about Christina. It'll be all about doing digital. It's going to be lots of fun.
It'll all be about digital.
All right. It's about Christina doing digital. Okay. Caesar, this one's for you. You've been listening to Christina Clark Quinones, our digital manager here at KRDO. And Christina, we'll have you back here in a month. And in the meantime, we'll look to get that podcast started and get our business owners educated. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Linda Jones coming up next here on The Extra Business Edition. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. This is our second Friday, sort of marketing Friday. We're going to do this on the second Friday of every month. And now we're going to talk TV. We're going to do some myth busting. I'm going to introduce you to somebody super, super special. I'm always in her 3-foot space and it messes up her day. So fun sometimes. But that's our family here at KRDO. That's how we love to interact. And you're going to meet now Linda Jones. And Linda has roughly 30 years in this business. What she's going to share with you are some myths that we want to bust. Yeah?
Yep.
Before we get there, let's talk a little bit about you, Linda. You and I have known each other for about 3 years or so.
That's right.
You're a mom. You've got a couple daughters. But you're busy.
Actually, I'm a mom with a son who's 19 and a daughter who's 16.
Okay.
So you're close.
Please don't tell him I think he's a daughter, because I know he's
not. I definitely will not.
If he's your son, he's a big, tough guy. So I have, over these 3 years, very much enjoyed watching you work, Linda. You really are a consummate professional. You love business. This stuff is in your
your blood. It's in your DNA. It's kind of like you were born to serve and support business and help them grow. It's what we are all about. We form partnerships here at KRDO. We're not just selling stuff. That's not the idea.
That's right.
It's a very consultative approach that you take, and I think you are among many who have that very special gift. In, at least in this building. I mean, in the community in general, there aren't many Lindas at all. So I urge you all, if you're thinking about television advertising, give us a listen, because here we go. Linda, let's start with why you decided to take the route of TV advertising. Why did you get into this business?
Well, Ted, first I have to thank you. Thank you for inviting me in today. Like you just mentioned, I've been in the field of marketing for over 30 years. Long time, long time. I've worked in the markets of Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and of course now Colorado Springs, which I love. I love the Springs.
It's a beautiful place to be.
It is. It is a beautiful place.
We have a beautiful business climate. We're in a thriving economy right now. People are happy, and we're able to work with folks who are in growth and expansion mode and really boost business building.
That's right. There's local businesses sprouting up all over the place now. It's a great place to be, and it's a great place to start a business.
You are a self-described news junkie, which makes you great fit with the station, of course.
I am.
We are a news station, which is a wonderful thing, and you call KRDO a powerhouse. Why do you describe us that way?
Well, we pride ourselves on bringing to the viewer, the television viewer, accurate breaking news, weather, of course, our prime programming, and I'm sure you're familiar with two of our most popular programs, that being The Bachelor and The Bachelorette franchises, along with our very, very long-running program, Dancing with the Stars. So that all together helps to make KRDO-TV a powerhouse.
It really, really does. And, you know, we've had some great newscasters, and we still do, who have been the vanguards of the KRDO brand, trusted, and have really protected our integrity in that sense. And that speaks to why our viewership is so loyal.
That's true.
And that also makes it very easy to take a consultative approach with a business.
That's true.
Now, naturally, there are some businesses who have some fears about television advertising.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to allay some of those fears. But one of the reasons that you think people should advertise on television is one word.
Reach. And you're going to hear me mention that a few times in our talk today. It's all about reach. On a weekly basis, KRDO reaches approximately 300,000 households. And it's not only about reach, it's about that reach and talking to the right audience. You could have a business out there that may not really, you know, appeal or apply to the audience you're talking to. That's very, very important. And when we sit down with local businesses, we make sure that it's a great fit. It may not be, but we help you determine whether our vehicle is the one that you want to align yourself with to help get that marketing message out.
It is always about the client's best interest first. We are not about making a sale.
That's correct.
Let's bust some myths, because that's the fun part.
How fun is that?
It is fun. Number one. The number one myth we need to bust right now.
Let's see. It would be advertising is too expensive for me to even consider.
Especially TV advertising.
That is the biggest myth there is out there. It is very reasonable. We work with whatever advertising budget you have. It's all about the consultation. We will sit down. We go through all of that with you. But it's really determining what's going to fit in that budget that you have. And I have to say that consultation is always at no cost.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very easy. We come in, we get to know each other, and we talk about, you know, whether or not it's a great fit.
Myth number two. I don't have a commercial.
You took it out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a commercial. You do not need to worry about that at all. KRDO has a full-service production team with over 20-plus years of experience under their belts, so they know what they're doing. And again, we will help you with determining and getting a great marketing message together for you.
Okay, and then we're going to go through two more here because number five is the biggie, and we want to make sure we have enough time to talk about that. We've got about a minute and a half left to go. This goes so quickly, but really this is all about you as business owners and making the right decisions and leveraging these mediums to your advantage. You need smart people. You need folks like Linda and our team here at KRDO. Once I decide to advertise, I'm not going to understand what to do next. That's one of the big ones.
We walk you through the whole process. We're not, our team is not one that will consult with you and then you never hear from us again once you decide to go along with us on our plan. We start with you and walk you through the entire process. We're constantly making sure that your plan of action is optimizing properly once we get you on the air. So you're stuck with us. We are there from start.
I love that.
And continuing down the road with you because it's our job to make sure we are helping you reach your most profitable customer. That's the job.
All right, Linda. Let's go through a couple of these bullet points as with about 40 seconds to go. I'm so sorry about this, having to call that out to you. You're listening to Linda Jones, 30 years in the business, and we're going to answer a couple of questions for you now about how your business will benefit from advertising on TV. Certainly, it's a great way to generate new customers.
It's a great way to educate viewers about your business.
It will help you brand your business within Southern Colorado.
And I have to say, there's a certain, and I like to use the word cachet, about a business being on TV.
And there is much more to this. We urge you to reach out to us, and I'll give you contact information here at the end of the program. And certainly we're going to post this as a podcast too, and we'll have contact information there. Linda Jones, you are a gift to businesses. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much, Ted. Look forward to hearing from everyone out there.
That's it for this edition of the Extra Business Edition, marketing every second Tuesday, every second Friday of the month. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs Friday mornings live at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.